Title: Chord Pacing at 170 BPM from Scratch for Jungle Rollers Beginner. All right, let's build chord pacing for a jungle roller at 170 BPM from Absolute Scratch inside Ableton Live. The whole goal today is not to write a SOMI chord progression. We are aiming for that classic roller thing, simple harmony that repeats, but with rhythmic stabs that lock into the break and leave space for bass. Because at 170, chords can go wrong in two directions fast. Too slow and floaty, and it turns liquid. Too busy, and you're stepping all over your drums and your low end. So we're going to find that sweet spot. Slow chord changes, fast rhythmic interest. First, quick setup. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Set your loop brace to 16 bars. Now create two MIDI tracks, one called Chord Stab, one called PAD or IR, if you want, and a third MIDI track as a placeholder called a SUB or bass, and one audio track called Drum Loop. One reality check before we touch chords. Chord pacing is basically impossible to judge without drums, so we need a drum bed first. Keep it simple. If you have a jungle break, drag it onto the drum loop track. Warp it so it sits tight. Complex Pro is fine for full loops. Beats can be tighter for transients. Just make sure bar 1 actually starts on bar 1, and the loop cycles cleanly. If you don't have a loop, do a quick drum rack sketch. Kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4, and hats in 8ths or 16ths with a little velocity variation. Don't overbuild the drums today. The drums are just here so we can feel whether the chords are helping or hurting the groove. Now we pick a key and a chord palette that's D&B safe, meaning dark, familiar, and not theory heavy. Let's use F minor. In rollers, two really common moves are I to VI and I to Roman 7. In F minor, that's F minor to D flat major, or F minor to E flat major. We'll start with I to VI, F minor to D flat major. Two chords is plenty. Next, we need a stab sound that behaves like part of the groove, almost like percussion. Go to your chord stab track and load Waveeatable. If you don't have Waveeatable, analog can work too, but Waveeatable makes this fast. Set oscillator 1 to a sawish wave. Oscillator 2 can beat a square or another saw, detune slightly. A little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, not too wide yet. Put a low pass filter on, LP24, and set the cutoff somewhere around 1 to 3 kHz. We'll adjust by ear. Now the most important part for stabness. The amp envelope, attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds, sustain at 0, release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. What we're doing here is making sure the chord hits, speaks, and gets out of the way before it smears into the next drum transient. Now add a simple device chain after the instrument. First, EQ8, high pass the stab around 150 to 250 Hz. Don't be shy. We want the bass to own the low end. If it sounds muddy, do a small dip in the 300 to 500 range. Next, add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB, just until it feels a little denser. Then add utility, and if you widen it all, do it gently. Roller chords can be wide, but low end has to stay disciplined. Optional extra, if you want the stabs to punch more like a drum, add drum bus before the EQ. Keep drive low, and a little transient boost until it speaks. You're basically shaping it like a snare-ish accent, not a pad. Now let's write the chords, but we're going to write them with a roller mindset. Think in phrases, not bars. At 170 BPM, a one-bar chord loop often feels like it's chasing the drums, like it never settles. So we're going to build a four-bar phrase, and then later expand to 16 bars. Create a four-bar MIDI clip on chord stab. For harmonic rhythm, meaning how often the chord itself changes, we'll go half-time. Chord changes every two bars. So bars 1 and 2 are F minor. Notes are F, a flat, C. Bars 3 and 4 are D flat major. Notes are D flat, F, a flat. Now the real lesson, pacing. Not how to choose chords, but when to hit them. How long they last, and how often they repeat. Set your grid to 16th notes. Make each stab short. Start with an 8-note length, and we can tighten to 16th later if it's smearing. Here's a super solid beginner roller pattern, the two-step stab feel. In each bar, place a stab on beat 1, then place a stab on the end of 2, then a stab on beat 3, and if you want, a tiny ghost hit on the end of 4. The key is, we're building syncopation without turning into constant chords. One coaching tip, use an anchor hit so the pattern doesn't drift. Pick one placement that happens almost every bar. Beat 3 is a great anchor, or the end of 2. Once that anchor is consistent, you can vary the other hits and it still feels like a roller. Also, treat stabs like they're part of the drum groove. If your break has a fat snare on 2 and 4, be careful with huge stabs landing exactly on those snares. Until you're experienced, it's safer to aim stabs at the gaps around the snare, not on top of it. Now loop those 4 bars and listen with drums. And do a simple space check that actually works. Mute your bass if you have one, and listen to just drums plus chords. If muting the chords makes the groove clearer and more exciting, your chords are stepping on the break. If muting the chords makes the groove lose energy, your chord rhythm is helping. That's what we want. Next, let's add groove and micro timing. Open the groove pool. Try swing 16-55 or MPC 16 swing 54. Drag it onto your chord clip. Keep the timing amount subtle, like 10-25%. If your break already swings a lot, don't double swing too hard. Here's an extra trick that sounds advanced but is easy. Don't quantize everything the same way. Let the break be the human element. Keep most stabs tight, but choose one hit per bar and nudge it a tiny bit late, like 5-15 milliseconds. Usually the hit near beat 3 works great, because it can sit just behind the snare and feel heavy. That tiny late feel is a huge part of roller weight. Cool. Now we build the pad layer, which is the opposite pacing, slow, boring on purpose, and subtle. Pads are glue and mood, they're not the hook. On the PAD or AIR track, load analog or waveable. For an analog-style pad, use a saw plus a triangle, low-pass filter around 500 Hz up to maybe 2K, and give it a slower envelope, attack 200 to 600 milliseconds, decay 2 to 4 seconds, sustain a bit down, and release 1 to 3 seconds. Now the pad chord pacing rule, change every 2 bars or every 4 bars. We're going to match our stab harmony, bars 1 and 2 F minor, bars 3 and 4 D flat major, long notes. Let them breathe, then process the pad so it stays out of the way. EQ 8 first, high pass around 200 to 350 Hz, then reverb, a size around 25 to 45, decay 3 to 6 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, and keep dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. If the mix starts washing out, reduce reverb before you reduce musical parts. Pads don't need to be loud to feel big. If you want movement without getting louder, automate tone. Put an auto filter on the pad with a very slow LFO, subtle amount, or automate the filter cutoff slowly over 8 bars so it feels alive but not busy. Now, before arrangement, we do the DNB spacing check for bass. Even if your bass isn't written yet, protect the low end right now. High pass both chord tracks. Keep stabs living mostly in the mid-range, roughly 300 Hz to 4K. Keep the low end mono. If you want a quick test, add a placeholder sub. Create a sub track with operator, set it to a sine wave, and just play F as long notes following the root. If your chords fight it, raise the high pass on the chords, or thin out the voicing. In rollers, the bass is the main character. Chords are supporting cast. Now let's expand to the full 16 bars and make it feel like an arranged roller loop, not just a static pattern. Here's a simple structure that works almost every time. 8 bars of building tension, 8 bars of release or reset. Bars 1 to 4. Intro groove. Let the pad play. Keep stabs out completely, or do one very sparse stab per bar just to tease the rhythm. Bars 5 to 8. The roller begins. Bring in your main stab rhythm. If it feels too aggressive, start with lower velocities and then creep up. Bars 9 to 12. Tension. And notice, tension doesn't have to mean new chords. A roller can get hype with the same 2 chords just by changing pacing. Add one extra stab per bar, or shorten the stabs so they're tighter. Another classic move is a quick 1-bar lift. Play the same chord voicing up an octave for 1 bar so it pops, then come back down. Bars 13 to 16, release and reset. Go back to the simpler stab pattern. And here's a jungle cheat code, the negative bar trick. Once every 8 bars, do 1 full bar with no stabs at all. Keep the pad going if you want. When the stabs come back, it feels massive and you didn't add any new notes. If you want a little turnaround into the next phrase, add a tiny stab on the last 8th or last 16th of bar 4 or bar 8. Keep it short and maybe a little filtered so it feels like a throw, not a new section. A couple of common beginner problems and quick fixes. If your chords feel like they're changing too often, slow it down. 2-bar or 4-bar harmonic rhythm is your friend. Let rhythm do the talking. If your chords smear into the drums, shorten the amp decay and release, and shorten the MIDI note lengths. Stabs should be percussive. If the bass feels weak or muddy, the chords are stealing the low end. High pass higher, and avoid low chord inversions. Keep chord energy above the sub. If everything is hitting on beat 1 and it feels stiff, put more weight on off beats like the end of 2 or and a 4. Jungle loves syncopation. If your stabs are drowning in reverb, move the big space to the pad. For stabs, consider a short room, or do a fake gated reverb. Put reverb on a return track, then a gate after the reverb, and have it open only when the stab plays. That gives you the classic roomy jungle vibe, without washing out the groove. Now, mini practice so you can actually lock this in today. Make a 4-bar loop where the pad changes every 2 bars, and the stabs hit at least 3 times per bar. Duplicate it out to 16 bars. In bars 9 to 12, add tension by doing just one thing, either add a third chord like F minor to D flat to E flat or increase stab density, or slowly open the stab filter. Then bounce a quick loop and ask yourself 2 questions. Do the chords push the groove, or do they sit on top of it? And can you still imagine a heavy bass line underneath? Final coaching reminder, in rollers, pacing is as much about when you don't play as when you do. If it feels crowded, remove 20 to 30% of stabs. Minimal usually wins. And that's it. You now have a 2-layer chord setup, paced for 170, with a 16-bar tension and release shape, and a way to test whether your stabs are actually working with the break. If you tell me what direction you're aiming for, like classic 94 jungle, modern minimal roller, liquid roller, or techie roller, I can give you a few specific hit templates that match the drum accents.